Donald Trump just wrapped up his press conference from this morning, and I would say, objectively, it was one of his worst. And that's saying something, because every Trump press conference, practically every campaign speech we've ever heard is hard to understand, to say the least, is a rambling mess, is full of lies. But when I saw this and the clips that came with it, I immediately had to hop on and make a video. And that's partly why we have a little bit of a different setup here with the audio and the camera. I just wanted to get on and show you this because it is absolutely insane and talk a little bit about it. Really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately, and truly, I appreciate it. And on this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against what I call MAGA media, this Republican media machine that has really dominated in the recent years. And we're trying to not only compete with that, but beat it, moving into 2026, 2028, and beyond, uplifting Gen Z voices. If you want to be a part of this community, all you have to do is click subscribe. All right, let's get right into this with my favorite clip of the day. This, I do not know how anybody defends this. It is so clear, two things, that Donald Trump is obviously a narcissist. We've known that for so long, but he is in cognitive decline. I want you to take a look at this clip, and we're going to talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, please.
Sir, yesterday, you said that you were not sure who ordered the munitions halted to Ukraine. Have you since been able to figure that out?
Well, I haven't thought about it because we're looking at Ukraine right now and munitions, but I have not gone into it.
What does it say that such a big decision could be made inside your government without you knowing?
I would know. If a decision was made, I will know. I'll be the first to know. In fact, most likely, I'd give the order, but I haven't done that yet. Yeah, please.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What did he just say? So if you remember, just yesterday, Donald Trump was asked, who ordered the pause to for who ordered the pause of weaponry to Ukraine? And he responded, quote, "I don't know. Why don't you tell me?" That was his exact quote. And then when he's asked about it today, he says, "Well, I haven't thought about it." Essentially accepting the premise of the question that, you said yesterday you didn't know. Have you looked into it? "Nope, I haven't. Haven't thought about it." "Well, what does it say that you didn't know? I mean, you're the president of the United States. You don't know about what's going on?" He said, "Oh, I would know. I would know. In fact, I'm always the first to know." I mean, I honestly have no words. That's stunning. That's a stunning, such a stunning, clear show of cognitive decline. I don't know what else to say. And the fact that he's a narcissist because, I'm Donald Trump and everyone, puts every decision through me because I'm the smartest man ever of all time. Insane. We go to the next clip. Take a listen to this one.
Things are more costly. No, they're much less costly. Yesterday, $1.99 a gallon. That's three states were selling gasoline at $1.99. You haven't seen that for a long time. And I brought costs way down. Just about every cost. I can't think of a cost that went up, but just about every cost. So what they do is they lie. I mean, they take ads. You'd almost think that the advertising station would stop it because they know it's wrong. It's such a lie. All you can do is say it's a lie and explain it. I guess I have the ability to explain it at conferences like this, so I like to tell.
First of all, the end there. I have the ability to explain it. I have the ability to explain it. What is he talking about? But furthermore, nowhere is gas even close to $1.99. Again, we've reached the point where for a lot of these issues, whether it's the big, beautiful bill, the economy, literally anything, war or what's going on overseas, they're not even trying to spin it anymore. Like, we're not in a place where we're, pushing blatant misinformation or, trying to, create a spin on a story that's so obviously disingenuous. No, we've blown past that. We're just at the stage where they just lie. Just they don't even try. Trump's like, "Yeah, gas is $1.99 in three states." This is from today. This is the AAA website, for example. You can sort by price. Cheapest state, Mississippi, $2.70. I mean, it's not even close. There's not a single source on the planet that would even come close to what Donald Trump is saying here. It's similar to what he says about, the bill he just passed, the big, beautiful bill that, explodes the deficit, takes people off health insurance, cuts SNAP benefits, food benefits, rips apart environmental regulations. And he's like, oh, yeah, there's no tax on tips. There's no tax on Social Security. It's like, where? Oh, it's just there. No, it's not. You know? So the guy just lies outrageously. I haven't seen gas below 350 in my area in a long time. And I'm so curious who buys this stuff. If you're a Trump supporter watching that, you should be pissed. Imagine if Joe Biden got on the stage and was like, inflation is 2% during, you know, COVID. Imagine if he just said that and inflation wasn't 2%. They'd be losing their minds. We go to the next clip. Take a listen.
What would you think if I read you a quote from a lawmaker who says about ICE, to abolish it, to treat them as criminals or anything that is inappropriate and outrageous? And I told you that that was Democrat John Fetterman.
Well, it's, by the way, I assume when you read that, because you paused in the middle, you're going to have to read that again without the pause. Could you read that again, please?
To abolish it, to treat them as criminals or anything that's inappropriate and outrageous.
So he's saying that to treat the people that did the shooting is...
To treat ICE officers.
Oh, okay, good. Because the way you read it, it really was the opposite. But that's okay. That's all right. I think that's what he meant. No, the new John Fetterman is exactly what you said. He's right. He's right. And we have to protect our police officers, and we will. And we have been.
Again, another show of just like clear cognitive decline. I don't know how else to say it. And we've talked a lot, and I'm sure you've thought for a long time, questioning Donald Trump's just general cognitive ability overall, whether he's, you know, about to turn 80 or whether he's, you know, 65. But this is like truly a new level for Donald Trump. I mean, we're reading tweets that are, you know, a sentence, two sentences, and he's struggling to understand what they mean. He's sitting up there saying, I don't know who paused weaponry to Ukraine. Well, what does it say that you don't know who did that? Well, I know everything that happens. Everyone runs everything through me. So next question. It's stunning. Stunning. We go to the last clip here. I'm going to play part of this. Listen to his explanation about tariffs.
Sir, can you explain how you calculated your latest round of tariffs? Was there a formula that was used? And do you expect any of these countries to face tariffs as well?
The formula was a formula based on common sense, based on deficits, based on how we've been treated over the years, and based on raw numbers. And we're going to have a couple of more coming out today. Brazil, as an example, has been not good to us, not good at all. We're going to be releasing a Brazil number, I think, later on this afternoon or tomorrow morning. But they're based on very, very substantial facts and also past history. You look at the past history, we've been, we never had anybody in the White House that understood the numbers or were into it like I have. You know, we've taken in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs, hundreds of billions. And we haven't even started yet. And it's going to be a great thing for our country. And I think it's going to be a fair thing for the world. And we really haven't had too many complaints because I'm keeping them at a very low number, very conservative, as you would say, number. And we have.
All right, I'm going to pause the video there. I'm sure you can guess what the second half of the video is, which is ramble, ramble, brag, ramble, incoherent, ramble, brag, end. But in that, I'm always curious, the press pool, what they're thinking when they're hearing this. I mean, if I was sitting there asking a question like this and I got that response, I don't know that I could have a game face. I don't know if I could look anything but just stunned. And I'm curious what you think. You can let me know in the comments. Does it make sense that the tariff formula is based on common sense? Substantial facts. Raw numbers. And he's the only one who's ever been able to understand it. It's like every single day we go through this and we see what's going on with the President of the United States. It becomes more and more obvious to me that we have to do everything we can for huge victories in 2026. So make sure you're registered to vote if you're not. Look, I appreciate you watching this video. I know it was kind of a different setup for me, but wanted to quickly bring it to you guys. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. The link to my YouTube channel is in the description. And if you haven't subscribed already to this channel, it would mean a lot if you did. I appreciate you watching this video. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will see you in the next one.